Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight. God's army is light.
Hey, hey, let the church unite. Together we stand, no weapon cannot conquer we. Let the church unite.
Well, good afternoon, and glory be to the God of all our wonderful blessings, our positive things that we've been able to do over the weekend. We thank God for just keeping us alive on this day. Praise God. Someone was not able to wake up this morning. He didn't have to wake us up, but he did. I pray that you had a joyful, productive, and amazingly blessed weekend. Today is Monday, October the 5th, 2015, and you are listening to our Blog Talk Radio program entitled Come Together for Change. It is sponsored by our God-ordained and appointed ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, our program is geared towards helping you make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and your God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do for God. Just know that God sits high, he looks low, and he will take care of those who are obedient to his holy word. And did you know that God gives to all of us different talents or abilities? Some of us, however, instead of doing our best with what we have to reach our purpose, we are busy watching others and envying what they have. This is because they think abilities define us. Don't be fooled. It is not our abilities that defines us, but the choices and decisions we make. So, make the right choices so that your good will not be evenly spoken of. Be an example and a mentor, not by your ability, but by your integrity. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Do you believe that? Stop being selfish and thinking about yourself only, stealing or hurting others to make yourself better will not last for long. God will repay the hurt and pain endured by his children. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Time to change your ways. Do good, and God will bless you. We can show love to others through our humility in serving them, not just in our preaching and singing, but in words of encouragement. Remember, loving is giving. My name is Senior Chaplain Shelia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my anointed and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic radio broadcast, Come Together for Change. Now, before you grab your Bible and your pen and your notepad, why don't you stop right now and call the people in your life that mean the very most to you. Let them know that Come Together for Change is on the air in Las Vegas, Nevada right now. We sure you don't want them to miss this anointed word of God today. And if perhaps you are just tuning into our radio broadcast a little late or have missed any of our previous messages, you can just simply go to Facebook under Hudson Griffith, or you can simply go to our website, which is www.meninsearchofchange. click on the topic entitled Come Together for a Change. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on any date you wish to hear the entire broadcast. Amen. And just, I have a few announcements I would like to say on today so that you'll know, and you might want to write these announcements down. The announcements are, our host for Come Together for Change, which is Senior Chaplain Hudson W. Griffith, will be the honored special guest speaker this Sunday coming, October the 11th, 2015, at our 11 o'clock morning worship service, which will be at Given Life Ministries, where the pastor is David Delaria. Now, Given Life Ministries is located at 416 Paralite Street, and that's off of Lake Mead. It is in Henderson, 89015. If you have any problems with your direction, you can also call 702-565-4984. Also, we're giving a shout-out to all the men. All the men, you are welcome to join Senior Chaplain Hudson W. Griffith in the Coast to Coast Men's Prayer Conference Call every Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time by simply calling 605-562-3000. Again, the number is 605-562-3000. And then the PIN number will be 323-034-POUND. Know that God has a very special blessing just waiting for you. Amen? Our inspiration for this week, which is written by our host of Come Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Hudson W. Griffith, and it reads as follows. Have you said a kind word of appreciation to someone today? Have you shown your admiration by smiling with someone today? Show recognition for everyone you meet and help to make the world a better place by showing our love to everyone we meet. Today is the tomorrow that you talked about yesterday. It is the time you said that you would do all those things that you talked about. You know what? You did not write them down so you could prioritize them. Again, you have to procrastinate until you find a system to reach your goals. The best thing is to write them down every day and review them at the end and at the beginning of every day. Stop blaming others for your mistakes. The choices you make will determine the decisions you take. Every action begins in the mind, so do not allow evil thoughts to turn into evil actions. Learn to resist the devil and see he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Keep your eyes firmly fixed on him, not on your circumstances. He can make changes for you. Just trust God. Amen. That is our inspiration for this week, and it's something that you might want to read over and over until it just sinks right into your heart. Amen. Our topic for today is dare to be different. We could ask that question. Do you dare to be different? Our main scripture will be coming from St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, and the 9th verse. And it reads as follows, St. Matthew 5 and 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen. So at this time, we're going to bring our speaker of the hour, which is our amazing host for Come Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful privilege of mine to come your way another time and to let you know that despite the disturbances in the world today, you can dare to be different. Despite the problems that we face and despite the problems and difficulties that we hear about in different parts of the world, you can dare to be different. Why can you dare to be different? Because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, when he was leaving this earth, he said to his disciples, Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the earth. And if he is with us, we can dare to be different. We don't have to wonder. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret, because Jesus is with us. And once he's with us, he is able to give us the courage and the strength to overcome every difficulty. He is able to give us the strength that we can stand up in faith and say, I can dare to be different. The scripture that we read today in Matthew 5:9 said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. When you dare to be different, you don't have to worry about the circumstances. You can stand up, and with faith in God, you can be different. I read in the Bible that Stephen was a man of God, and he preached the word, and because the people were convicted, they stoned him. And Stephen, when he was dying, said, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Because when we are filled with peace, when the peace of God that passes all understanding fills our heart, we don't have to be afraid of the circumstances. We don't have to be afraid of what will happen to us. We heard the apostle in Romans chapter 12, verse 18, saying, if it be possible, as much as life and you, live peacefully with all men. Do you live peacefully with all men, or you allow your temper to get the whole of you? Do you allow your temper to get you angry? And when you get angry, you explode with wrath. Your anger causes you to explode, and you get into a confusion and a contention, and you get into strife and hatred and envy. We see today that there's so much talk about murder and envy. Recently, we hear about a man going into a school and saying and shooting up 9 people and injuring 9. And he said to some of them, are you a Christian? And if you're a Christian, he shot them in the head. Can you today be willing to say, I can do all things, and I'm willing to go the way, I'm willing to do whatever has to be done, I'm willing to take whatever persecution, because the word says all that live godly in Christ must suffer persecution. We are to suffer for the Lord Jesus. Blessed are them that suffer, the word says. Blessed are them that are persecuted, Jesus said, in the Beatitudes. So are you ready to give up your life for the Lord Jesus? If you are faced with a situation, as some people are faced with in Iran and Iraq, can you dare to be different? Can you dare to stand up to every persecution and every temptation? And know that God is with you, and look up to heaven like Stephen did, and say, lay not this sin to their charge, because he knows that Jesus was with him. Come on now. We are living in a day when we don't know when we will be persecuted. We are living in a day when the devil will stir up strife any place. You could be sitting down quietly. You said, well, you didn't do anybody anything. You don't have to do anybody anything. As long as you look like you are a Christian, as long as you confess Christ, the devil will try to make things uncomfortable for you. I want to say to you today, you can dare to be different. I want to show you some men who dare to be different. When the early church was opened in Acts chapter 3, there was Peter and John were just going into the temple to pray, and they saw a man who was lame, and Peter said to the lame man, look on us. And the man looked on them, expecting to receive something. That is in Acts chapter 3, verse 6. And they looked on it. The lame man looked on Peter, and Did he expect to receive something from them because he was a beggar? His occupation was begging, and he was brought there every day to beg alms of those who went into the temple. Then Peter, in verse 6, said, silver and gold have I none, but this is what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. And what happened? And this lame man who was there all the time, he rose up and he walked. And when the people saw him, they knew that he was a lame man. They knew that he could not walk. They knew that something had happened to him because Peter and John had spoken to him. It was the power of the word. Sometimes we don't speak the word as God would have us to speak it, but we have to recognize that we can speak the word. Come on now. We are living in a time when we can speak the word. Oh, come on. Are you going to let the devil hold you back, or you are going to dare to be different? You can dare to be different in your workplace when you're persecuted. You don't have to show that you are the big man and that you can beat them down. No, you can dare to be different. You can live at peace with all men. When you understand who you are in Christ, you don't have to show that you are a big man. You don't have to show. You don't have to retaliate. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. You may be going along. If it come to you, it might have been you. And some of you might have been in this situation with like these people were in Washington State when it was said to them, are you a Christian? And when they said yes, they were shot in the head. Oh my goodness, you can dare to be different. Peter and John dared to be different. They used the power of the spoken word. They said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto thee. Rise up. And some of us, the word is coming to you today. Rise up in faith. You are sitting down doing nothing. You are sitting down idling. You are sitting down waiting for the doctors to come and give you some peace. You are sitting down waiting for things to change in your life, but I'm suggesting to you today that you need to rise up in the name of Jesus, rise up. Oh, we need people today who will exercise the power of the living Christ. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with other tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Do you know that you have this power? If you are a believer, if you are born again, if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you've got this power to be different. I'm suggesting to you this evening that you dare to be different. Whatever the situation in your life, dare to be different. Whatever is holding you down, dare to be different. In your business, if things are not going the way they should, and you have been faced with trials and tribulations, and they've been holding back, even and the bankers have been holding back money from you, you can dare to be different. You can speak the word of faith. You can go into the bank and speak the word of faith, and God is able to open the ears of the bankers, and they will have compassion and give you what you need. You can dare to be different. I hear in the Bible that men who dare to be different. Oh, I think it's in the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 17, that hear some words. And there in verse 6, and then they found them not, they drew Jason and others and said, these men which have turned the world upside down have come hither. These men who have turned the world upside down. Oh, can we say today We as Christians are turning the world upside down. Okay, we say that ISIS and the Muslims are trying to take over. They may be trying, but they don't have what we have. We have the power of the living God, and we know that we can turn this world upside down. It was not Paul and Silas and the others that said it, but the people who saw the miracles. It was the people who were looking on and that said, these men who have turned the world upside down have come hither. I want to say to you, you could dare to be different. We need to have believers today who can dare to be different. We have to have believers today who know what they have, who know who they are. And regardless of the circumstances, you don't have to fear. Because I hear the psalmist David say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Oh, come on now. He is encouraging us today. Dare to be different. Do not just put things down. Just don't let the devil cause you to do nothing, but rise up in faith. Like Peter and John said to that man, rise up. Oh, we need to rise up in faith and do what God would have us to do. We need to rise up in faith and dare to be different. We need to rise up in faith and turn this world upside down. Don't let the devil cause you to be afraid. You have to know who you are, and you have to know what you have. And if you know who you are and what you have, you can live at peace. Oh, so many are afraid because they can't live at peace. But the apostle said, live at peace with all men. And we hear Jesus saying, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Do you want to be called the children of God? Well, just now fight for yourself. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. God wants to see men who will dare to be different. God wants to see women who will dare to be different, who will fight, who will be able to say, will be able to say, like the Apostle Paul to people, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus, rise up. So we are suggesting this evening that you understand as believers that you have got the power of God in you. You have got the power of the Holy Ghost in you. And if you have the power of God in you, you don't have to be afraid. If you have the power of God, regardless of what man can do to you, man can only hurt the body. But God wants you to know that you will go to be with him. Some of you may be cut off before the time because the devil may say something or call someone. There are people in Iraq today and Iran who have been suffering because they are Christians. They've come and collected them and put them in prison. But they dare to be different. They refuse to recant their knowledge of who they are. They refuse to say that they're not Christians. Will that be you today? Can you say, I am a Christian, regardless of the circumstances? I want to fight for my master. I want to be there, regardless of the circumstances. I'm willing to make a difference. I dare to be different in this world. I will preach regardless of the circumstances. Come on now. God is depending upon us. He has no other lips but ours. He has no other ears but ours. He has no other feet but ours to carry the gospel. So if you know that Jesus Christ is living in your heart, if you know that Jesus Christ has made a change in your life, don't sit down and be idle. Don't sit down and look away when you are tempted. Don't sit down and look away. But know that if you trust God, he will work things out for you. Know that he is the God of the impossible. Know that you're serving the God of the miraculous. Know that you're serving the God, oh, that is able to do miracles, the God of miracles. The miracles that happen in the Bible can happen today, and we are encouraging you believers. You believers out there, dare to be different. Or you have just been going to church. You just been sitting down at home and going to church, but you have not been doing anything. You are not daring to be different. But God is calling upon soldiers to rise up and dare to be different. I want to pray for you believers that God has called. I want to pray for you because God is recruiting people who will dare to be different. God is recruiting people who, when they are asked if they are Christians, will not have any doubt in their heart, but will boldly say, yes, I am a Christian, even if it means their death. Are you that kind of person, or you want God to make you strong so that you can be a deliverer, so that you can be one who will be able to dare to be different? Come on now. God is calling on you. That burden has been on your heart for a while to dare to be different, but you have been allowing the circumstances to hold you back. But I want to say to you tonight, God wants you. He's calling upon you, and he wants you to dare to be different. I want to pray for you that God gives you the courage and the strength for like Peter and John, and like the early disciples, like Paul and Silas. They were beaten. When the doors of the prison were open, they came out and went preaching. So I want you to be able to do the same thing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come on the behalf of those who are listening. I want to speak to believers. Lord, I want to be able to recruit believers who will be able to pray and seek your face, Lord. Grant wisdom on the sanity to your people, that they shall seek your face and do what is right, Lord. Father, we are depending upon you, Lord, to make a difference in the life of the believers, that they'll be able to go forth in faith and do what is necessary. We need to see a different kind of people raised up who will dare to be different. Grant faith to those who are listening, that they may read your word and they may seek your face and they may pray and make a difference in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory. Know this, that God never said that we wouldn't have difficulties, but he did promise that we could have peace in the midst of the storms. Hallelujah. When you face adversaries, one of the most powerful things that you can do is simply stay calm. When you are at peace, you are displaying your faith in God. By your actions that you are saying, God, I know that you're still on the throne. I know you're bigger than this problem. So keep peace in the midst of your storms today. Trust that he is working behind the scenes. Keep your heart open to him, because soon he will deliver you. So dare to be different, regardless of the circumstances. Keep peace in your heart always, and watch how God transforms every area of your life. Amen, amen. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time that we have for now. I pray that you receive a special blessing that was ministered to us by Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith today. That was truly an anointing message straight from heaven. So please look at your notes, go over the scriptures, and pray and ask God to give you a higher height and a higher depth in him this week. In my closing, do drop us a line this week and let us know how you are perceiving our program. Our mailing address is Come Together for Change at P.O. Box 90553, Henderson, Nevada 89009. Or you can email us at hwgministries@gmail.com. And if you're ever in need of prayer or counseling, or even if you have a question, please, please feel free to call Senior Chaplain Hudson W. Griffith at 702-454-5717. Thank you again for listening to Coming Together for Change. We pray that you will call someone next week. have them come on the line with you on next Monday, which is October 11th. Again, we start at 3:30 p.m. and we go to 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So come back and be with us next week. And please call someone and let them be on the call as well. All they have to do is call the number 646-200-0578, and then they can listen during the time that we are on the air. Have a wonderful and blessed day, and we hope that we can get back with you on next Monday. Amen.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us.